You don't want to get mixed up with a guy like me. I'm a loner, Daddy. A rebel.
Welcome to Radio Free School.
My name is Ray, and I live in Hamilton, Ontario. I'm involved with several groups that are focusing on different issues. The most prominent right now is Red Hill Valley and the destruction that's being contemplated and attempted on that valley by the city of Hamilton. So the main group that I'm working with is called the Showstoppers Coalition. I've always felt a little different from other people. So I wish there was like this cataclysmic like event where I just woke up and I saw how everything was, but it wasn't really like that. Like I always felt a bit separate from people, and I felt unable to relate to people and other women my age on the issues that were important for them. But I think also there were some very concrete moments where I made contact with people who inspired me, who were speaking about social justice and were questioning the way that the world economic system is working, and through those connections. So I guess people connections is what started my journey that way, and also a fundamental dissatisfaction with how things are and really feeling hurt. I think I probably came into it from an emotional feeling of being hurt of how things are. So that's, and then hopefully, you know, the movement from that is towards feeling some peace as well. I don't know. So starting from a place of hurt, but through my activism, hopefully in creating a space of peace for myself and for other people. I think in terms of values, my family played a big role. I think not politically, not in terms of that they necessarily held, you know, progressive views in the way that we would think of it in terms of activism and social justice, but certainly in terms of values that they hold, that for them personal relationships are very important as well, and this idea of having loyalty and strength of character and being an honorable person, and also having a duty towards other people, including your family. If we're talking about youth and activism, there's certainly a lot of stereotypes around people, around idealism and around the fact that supposedly we've got lots of energy, which I guess we do, I don't know, but and this will all change once I have children or once I settle down or whatever that means, it's almost like a challenge for me. I just can't wait to be 60 and to just still continue to say no.
People say you have to take care of the future now. How fair is that?
It's so bizarre. Like I hate it. It's the same. It's so related to this idea that women are responsible for peace, or that women are our last hope. You know, men tried for so many centuries, you know, to govern or whatever, and now it's really bizarre for me. And I think I think it's lazy too. I think it's a divestment of responsibility, and also it won't happen. The only way things can really fundamentally change is if we do it together through our relationships with one another. We all bring so many things to the table. There's no reason why people at a certain age, they just kind of like, okay, so I did my work for 5 years and now, you know, I'm done. I did my debt to activism or whatever, and I'm going to move on for that. I think it's really bizarre, and it makes me maybe feel kind of panicky, because both as a woman and as a youth activist, right, just this idea that Okay, so I'm now responsible for everyone else's garbage and stuff, you know, over the millennia or whatever. We all have a responsibility. We all contribute in ways to injustice, and we also have the potential to contribute to justice. I think people need to take that responsibility. It's important. Relationships within activist communities are very complex in that sometimes we forget that we're humans and that we don't always need to be organizing and that we don't always need to be talking about politics, or sometimes we can be the most critical people in each other's lives, you know, like, are you wearing leather? Are you being vegetarian? Are you looking the right way? Are you being political enough? You didn't come out to that last demo. Where were you for that last demo? Or calling each other up and saying, are you coming to the next demo? And just, you know, kind of this thing. So being part of an activist community can be your worst, like, fate as well. But then also, so I think the challenge is that I've met people based on my actions, based on activism. And now the challenge is to start developing relationships with those same people which have more depth and which are based on interaction between souls and between hearts instead of, you know, but it's awesome. Like, I love my relationships right now, but I also know that when you're organizing with someone, that can't be a substitute for genuine connection. And sometimes there has to be a point where we leave the critique at the door. Like, I think, yeah, so we can just let each other just be who we are for a while. Like, that's a challenge.
My name's Keisha Quinn, and I'm 13. My parents have been involved for about 10 years, and I've come to most of the things that they go to. If I didn't agree with them, then I probably wouldn't do anything. Like, I'd probably stay at home when they do all that. But I do agree with them. I like the valley because I like walking there, and so I don't want them to put a road through it, so I just go and I help them protest unless I'm busy or something. I used to have really long hair, and I'd wear like baggy clothes, and they all called me a hippie, but it didn't make a difference. They were all still my friends, and a lot of my friends, actually, their parents are involved in it too, so the last Friday we made a protest together, and a lot of my friends came to that because they're for it too. And some people even, like, they don't know where their parents stand, and we'll explain it to them, and they say, well, I'm on your side. I don't care what they, like, what my parents say. They agree with us. My friend, I called her to tell her that they had arrested the Haudenosaunee and taken down the longhouse and arrested everybody in there. I called her and told her that, and she said, oh, I had an idea that we should have a kids' rally. So I said, okay, well, I'll call my dad and see what he thinks about that. So I called him, and he said, well, you should probably wait to ask your mom to see if you can go, but you can help her organize it. So I called some people, like some grown-ups that I know that could help me with it, and we also called a lot of our friends and told them to call people, like if they had brothers and sisters that had different age groups, to call different age groups. And that's mostly how we got it out. And then I sent a press release to Don McLean, and he sent it to the press, and my friend emailed a lot of people. We probably got it done in about 4 hours because my friend called me at about 6, and we just started calling people. We called people from school, and we emailed people that we know through other things, and we called people we know through other things, and we mostly, like, if we knew them well, we spoke to their parents because their parents know us. And then we'd tell their parents, and their parents would call other parents so that they knew that, like, parents were involved, because a lot of parents would be scared about kids getting arrested or something. I thought it was good. Like, a lot of cars honked, and we left a message, like a written note for Mayor Wade. And I didn't like I liked what they said in The Spectator. But I didn't really like the CH report because I said a lot of smart things that really matter, and then they put me on there saying that I want to save it for the trees and the animals. And it just sounded like I was a little kid who did what my parents told me to do. So I didn't really like the press stuff, but we did get a lot of honks and a lot of people showed up, so I was happy about that.
I'm Brian Tammy, I'm 18. Currently, of course, we have the whole Red Hill Valley issue. Started off in the summer, started networking with people who were going to be running blockades through OPERG McMaster, through Transportation for Livable Communities, the cyclist advocacy group. And, I've been working since August 4th and the blockades, and working with organizational groups since June for the Red Hill Valley. I think my mother put it well. She said, I always had a sense of justice, and it took form when I, turned 16 and started. I tried to get a political group going at my high school, maximum membership of 6 people, and that didn't get off the ground. And you keep on going out to rallies and you meet people and make connections and yeah. Awareness I found on my own just through internet media sources. My mother just made sure that I had passion for things. She had never had passion when she was growing up, is what she always told me. Music is a catalyst, often, especially with younger people, for learning about world issues. Yeah, there's always like the dead Kennedys. You hear about them through their notoriety, and then you go, explore their lyrics and the sources of their lyrics, or Rage Against the Machine, to name a few, or locally, Warsaw Pack. And they sing about things that they know about, and then you go into the issues and learn more. And
so now you said that you only had 6 members in your group, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that people are just apathetic, kids, or would you
it's
think-
not ap- it's not apathy so much as they're happy with their lives and they don't want to have to worry. Like a friend of mine, she's brilliant. She's a computer science student at McMaster University, but I always try to talk to her about political issues that are occurring like locally, internationally, anything. And she goes, "Don't tell me because then I'll worry too much." She's happier not. People are just happier not knowing what's going on because they don't have to worry about it. Ignorance is bliss. Yeah. That's it. Not so much apathy. Just rather not have to care.
How was it living in the longhouse for so long? Like, you were there.
Oh, it was wonderful. Inexplainable. Like, we built the house. Me and a dozen other people put in most of the construction to it. It just kept you warm at night. The floor. I slept on the floor. It was wonderful. Just best sleep of my life. It's like you readjust out there. Your body forms its own clock. There's no schedules. You get up when you want to. You sleep when you're tired. It's cooking was a little tough. Boiling water to make pasta or rice. The stir fries I tried to make out there were a little weak. No soy.
I just want to ask you about how is it? Is this your first time being arrested?
Yeah. Well, arrested and placed in jail, yes. I've been removed from areas before, but never placed under arrest. Police really bothered me because they were saying the whole time, "Oh, we don't want to be doing this, and we're just doing our job." And it's like, but they come in and they do it with 60 cops and do it as rough as possible. They threw me in a paddy wagon when I was chained to somebody else with the two lock-on arm device, and it almost broke my arm and the guy I was tied to, because the way they threw us in, the tubes pushed our arms sideways. They always say, "Oh, we're just keeping the peace, we're just doing our job." And Nuremberg proved that that's not a defense for anything.
What can you say to people who want to get into it?
just get off your ass. Find people. Network. The internet is a beautiful tool for activists, because you can just network with anybody. And independent media is activist.org. Anything. I don't know. This just get off your ass and find issues that matter to you. You can go to a peace rally and call yourself a peace activist, but if you don't really care about it, there's no point. You gotta find something that you have passion about and work towards it. Work for solutions.
Children, get on board. Children, children, get on board. Children, children, let's fight for human rights.
I hear those mobs howling and coming round the square. Blankets, those freedom fighters, but we're gonna meet you there.
Get on board. Children, children, get on board. Children, children, get on board. Children, children, let's fight for human rights.
Well, we're the freedom fighters, that we may go to jail. I've been with you to fight for freedom, the Lord will go to jail.
Get on board. Children, children, get on board. Children, children, get on board. Children, children, let's fight for human rights.
Well, fighters, we are well fat, that we may go to jail. I've been with you to fight for freedom, the Lord will go to jail.
Get on board. Children, children, get on board. Children, children, get on board.
I'm Noam Chomsky. You're listening to Radio Free School on CFMU 93.3.
My name is Juliana Schantz. I'm 15.
How did you come to this issue?
The issue of the Red Hill Valley? Yeah. I've always gone to walks with my mom. I've always been involved with it because she's been involved. It's probably just because of my mom, I guess. It's something I want to do now. She didn't make me do this. I'm kind of making her do it for me now because most of my friends, they want to come to the Valley and stuff, but their parents won't drive them. So it has to do with your parents too, like what they believe in.
Okay, so you think that your friends, right, are their parents different in the sense that they don't support it, or?
Yeah, because I asked my friend, like, I told her about the protest, and she gave me, like, all these bad words and stuff, and I'm like, I understand your opinion because of the media. But then I met her dad, and he was bashing us for, like, breaking the law. And I don't respect her opinion, but I understand where her opinion comes from because her dad influenced her a lot.
So do you think you've alienated yourself from your friends a bit?
They think it's kind of cool. They think I'm a hippie now. But, like, guys kind of like it too because I have my own opinion. I debate them all the time. They think they're right, but they don't want to be outsmarted by a girl. I don't mind being different because it's just who you are. Like, I would never try to be like anyone else. It is more important than school, and that's why I haven't been to school in a week. So I'm gonna get in a lot of shit for this. I'm just gonna make up something. Like, I'm gonna say that I had a personal tragedy, and it's personal, and it is a tragedy. Yeah, my mom, she's awesome because she lets me do not what I want. Like, well, she wouldn't let me, like, sleep over at the longhouse, but she'd let me, like, visit there and stuff, and she's concerned. She's the best mom ever. I influenced a lot of people to come out. I just brought people there, like, to things, and they really like it. They wish they could get involved more, but their parents are kind of, yeah, they don't really know.
What is your school?
Oh, I go to Cathedral High School. It's nice, but they scare you a lot. Like, they make you think you have to go to school.
Life will stop if you don't go to school.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna get in so much shit, but here I am, and I feel all right. This is an experience of a lifetime, obviously. I feel sorry for all my friends that are too ignorant to come out and do something like this, because I've met so many people. I've learned so much, like, about politics and stuff, and I would never want to do anything, like, I'd never be a teacher. And this experience wants me to, like, do something for Hamilton, like, something positive, because everything is negative, and I want to be a politician. So vote for Juliana LaChance in 2009 or 2007.
Okay. Hi, I'm Alex Patterson. I've been active in the Hamilton activist scene for a couple of years now, ever since the Quebec summit. I'm 19 years old. I'll be 20 in just over a month. I've always been a very political person. Ever since middle school, I've been interested in this stuff, and I've been working on election campaigns since about the ninth grade, but when the Quebec summit came up, I went out because I felt very strongly about a lot of measures of the FTAA, and I got in touch with a lot of amazing people who were on the same bus, and ever since then I've made a point to be involved in as much as possible. I don't really know why, I'm just a very political person. If I see things that bother me about the world, I always want to do something about it. My parents aren't particularly political. I mean, I was raised by my dad to be able to counter any argument, just because whatever I said, he would take exactly the opposite position. But other than that, especially when I was growing up, was the middle of the Common Sense Revolution with Mike Harris, which was, that affects everybody who goes through school, and the teachers were up in arms, there was a strike, and the measures that were being handed down were obviously very flawed. And so I've grown up the whole time with a big mistrust of the government. And the more I read about things like that, the more I realized that this wasn't the type of world I wanted to be living in, and that somebody had to do something about it. I think it's everybody's business. Everybody's affected. So everybody should do everything they can to change the way the world works. But the youth have a lot more time on their hands, and I don't have a family, I don't have a job. I can travel across the country if I want to, and if I get thrown in jail for a week, that isn't half as much of a problem as it might be to somebody who has a wife and two kids and a job they need to look after. So I'm more able to do it, and a number of issues of privilege allow me to. But I do believe it's everyone's responsibility. My family's been very supportive. I can't say they agree with me on everything, but they've been very supportive through what I've done. They've allowed me to take the time off school and things like that that actually are needed when you're part of a long-term campaign like the Red Hill Valley. My friends, those that aren't interested, just stay out of things, and a lot of them actually have been very big members in Hamilton's activism themselves. Actually, that's the way I've met a number of them. I'd have to say it really does feel like a family. We're living so close to each other for so long, and even 20 years from now, if anybody that was there needs a hand, I'm gonna be there. Especially those of us that camped out in the summer, It was a very emotional experience because we were together pretty much 24 hours a day, and we'd stay up late into the night keeping patrols and making sure that nothing was going on. Then we'd have to be up at 6 or 7 in the morning to block the Dufferin trucks. And so we just spent a tremendous amount of time together, but because we were all fighting for the same thing, there wasn't really much friction, and it really allowed us to develop some amazing relationships. I had a tent, and if I needed space, I had a bike, I could go home if I needed to, but whenever I did leave, I always felt that I should just head back. It was really an addictive experience and one of the happiest times of my life. And I know that others feel the same way. I've spent a lot of time thinking about what made that different from other actions, and I've certainly made friends on other actions, and like I've built relationships, but I think the Valley was, it was a step above that because first of all, we really had a chance to change things in the direct future. And so it wasn't just sort of holding signs, telling them to stop the bombing. Like, as much as I believe in the anti-war movement, I don't think any of us really thought that standing out in front of City Hall was going to change anything. Whereas when you're standing on a picket line that blocks bulldozers from cutting down the woods you've been living in for 2 weeks, that really does have an effect.
Take chances! Make mistakes! Get messy!
You know what, sweet young thing, at some point I'd like to sit down and talk to you, because especially young people need to hear both sides of all issues, especially young people, and I'm concerned that you're not hearing both sides.
What do you think what the mayor had to say to you?
He was being rude, I think.
Really?
Well, of course we heard both sides.
Is he coming back?
He's not concerned. He's just gone off now. Where's he run off to now? We weren't finished talking.
You didn't finish what you were saying to the mayor?
I was going to say, I'm a detective and I came to solve the mystery of why people aren't coming out there to stop the expressway. But then he ran off and I didn't get to say it.
Oh. You're an environmental detective?
Yeah. And I'm also like a detective for all sorts of mysteries.
Bronwyn, I like Red Hill Valley, and it's long grass and you can play there. And Kevin was up in a tree and he lived up there, but then he came down. Well, the tree that had got cut down, then the people sat on it to wait to get arrested. And when Kevin was just climbing down the tree to get something to eat, then they said he was trespassing.
Hmm. How does it make you feel to know that all these trees are getting cut down?
Sad and angry, too.
So are you helping your parents? How are you helping your parents to save the valley?
Well, by demonstrating.
How about walking? Have you done any walking?
Yes, we have done some walking. I fell down when we were walking. Well, bye-bye. I'm going to talk about activism.
I go to some Red Hill Valley protests, and I went to the Metafine meeting that they had. At the Cactus Festival, they had this booth. I went there too. I think I have been to a war show protest.
But I
couldn't remember. Well, I like to play my violin. Once there was just a protest in Dundas, and I was coming home from my violin lessons, and then I stopped there and I played my violin because I had it.
How about your friends? Do you tell them about what you do?
Well, not often. Sometimes I do, but they can never come to anything. That's the problem.
Did you wish there were more kids?
That's why we were trying to make a radio show. So we can get some kids.
But do you like hanging out with other older activist types as well?
Mm,
Yeah, but sometimes it's boring because they always talk.
Don't you also like to hang out with some, you meet nice people there too, don't you?
Yeah, but on Red Hill Valley, there's only probably one or two kids. And most of the time, when I go to Red Hill Valley, then I find it very boring.
Really?
There's no climbers.
That's fun.
And sometimes the way I'm bored is because there's no one to play with. Just some boring old grown-ups. No fun kids running around and playing. And most of the time there's no kids except for us.
Mm-hmm. My name is Evelina and this is Madeline and...
I'm 6 years old.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about activism.
Okay, well, how long have you kids been activists?
Well, maybe for 7 years of my life, maybe six, I'm not sure. But, like, I've been to, like, war show demonstrations, and I've been to the pesticide demonstrations, and I've been to... the Red Hill Valley one, like, I've been to the one to stop them from bombing Iraq, and I've been to lots of demonstrations, so, especially Red Hill Valley ones, because they've been coming on the most lately, and so...
So what did you do recently for Red Hill Valley? I know you went on a walk.
Yeah, I walked the whole day, and I didn't even ride in the car except one time, because like, we were really awkward, because Daddy was, like, I had to drive the support car, and so we had to go with him on the first one, and then Madeline rode most of the time, but today she says she wants to walk most of the time.
Okay, so why were you walking? What were you planning to do?
Well, we planned to stop the expressway.
Where were you going?
To Queen's Park, but like, we weren't going to like Queen's Park at that day, because that would be a long walk. Yeah, it's like a 5-day walk, so on the first night we were going to Burlington.
Yeah.
So you walked from Hamilton to Burlington?
Yeah, I think kids can make a difference. They really tried, but school is really keeping them out of it. So, like, that's one of the reasons I like being homeschooled. They don't come enough because, like, you can't arrest a kid until, like the age of 13. Or is it 12? Like, 12, 13. I've been phoning my friends to come, but they can't come all the time because they have to go to school, most of them. And then the homeschooled ones are not really, like, coming, they have to go to other things or something like that. So I never really get to get any out, but I'm trying.
Okay, I know that you work a lot, really do a lot of things around pesticides as well, right?
Yeah. We're trying to stop them from spraying Malvifying, and we were working on that since last year, and we've been trying to stop them from spraying it, and it's worked so far, but maybe they might spray it next year.
So one other thing was like, do you get depressed sometimes? I mean, do you get sad and about things that are going on in the world? Like, do you think sometimes it's too much?
Well, sometimes I do, but sometimes I get I'm so angry with the people's stupidity that did that, that I'm too angry to cry. Just like when I saw all the trees cut down, I was too angry to cry.
Mm-hmm. So does that make you want to fight harder, or
yes,
do you feel more sad and you? You sometimes wish your mum and dad wouldn't always be talking about activism and social injustice and things like that.
I mean, you wouldn't.
Yeah. Do you sometimes wish that we wouldn't? Or does it bother you? Or are you okay with it? You like to
I'm
know?
I'm okay with it. I like to know, like, I don't like to be unaware of the world like school kids often are. I like to be, like, aware of the world and what's going on.
Do you think when you grow up you'll keep doing this?
Yes. I'm going to do it with my kids. We're going to have a farm.
I will be your
united with friends, I'd run.